The U.S. Supreme Court earlier this month blocked YouTube from broadcasting the first federal trial over same-sex marriage. But starting Monday, the popular online video site plans to show the California trial in its entirety. And in true Hollywood style, it'll be a reenactment. Producers are using the trial transcript to film a word-for-word reproduction. KQED's Rob Schmidt reports.
The trial itself was already being billed as the legal equivalent of the Hollywood blockbuster. Lawyers Ted Olson and David Boies, former rivals in the Bush v. Gore Supreme Court case, coming together to fight for same-sex marriage, a landmark case that could eventually decide whether gay and lesbian Americans have the right to marry. And all this was to be broadcast over YouTube. All this hype worked for John Ireland, who was clicking on YouTube's site the first morning of the trial.
And we were all poised over our computers. And then the word came that the U.S. Supreme Court had blocked that feed.
In his frustration, Ireland fell back on what he knows best. The Hollywood producer called his actor friend John Ainsworth. The two then called more actor friends, and pretty soon they had a cast ready to film a made-for-YouTube reenactment of the Proposition 8 trial. They wanted to send a message to the highest court in the land that if you won't allow it to be filmed, we'll do it ourselves.
Right to marry a person of one's choice, extended to all individuals, regardless of sexual orientation.
Ireland and Ainsworth fine-tuned the edits for a trailer of the series on a laptop in Ireland's kitchen. The two look tired. Ainsworth was up late last night. He has a supporting role on Grey's Anatomy. And now he and Ireland are trying to catch up with the trial, which is winding down after 2 weeks. They'll be filming throughout the weekend at a mock trial courtroom at USC. They're using transcripts of the trial proceedings as the script and notes from friends inside the courtroom as stage direction tips. Ireland says the goal is to film an accurate word-for-word account of the trial.
I've spent a lot of time looking through these scripts over the past few days, and I never wanted to be an attorney, and I probably never will be an attorney, but there's a beauty of the direct examination, a cross-examination, and then a redirect.
It's a beauty that, for some, is up there with watching the grass grow in your backyard.
I know it's excruciating enough to sit through it in the first place.
That's Andrew Pugno.
I can't imagine sitting through a reenactment.
Pugno is an attorney for Protect Marriage, the sponsor of Proposition 8. Pugno says that co-producers Ireland and Ainsworth, both married gay men, are hardly unbiased observers.
But it's some folks that very much support same-sex marriage and would like to push their agenda, and part of that includes dramatizing and reenacting what's happening here in the courtroom. They have a right to do that. I'll be interested to see if anyone pays attention.
Plenty of people are paying attention to live blogging from inside the courtroom. One blog has received hundreds of thousands of hits. They may also pay attention if there's a celebrity involved. Ireland says he's been approached by an A-list Hollywood actress, but he won't say who she is. He also says he was approached by a casting director who's worked on the TV series Lost and the latest Star Trek film.
She approached us with a simple offer, which is, tell me who you want, and we'll get them.
The rumor of big-time stars getting on board has spurred at least one of the plaintiff's lawyers to send Ireland his headshot so that Ireland could find the right actor. Celebrities or not, here's a snippet of the bare-bones trailer for the Prop 8 reenactment online at marriagetrial.com.
This case is about marriage and equality. Plaintiffs are being denied both the right to marry and the right to equality under the law.
And she said, marriage is not for you people.
14 million voters decided to uphold...
If you think that's riveting, stay tuned for the first episode this Monday. All 7 hours of it. Get some popcorn. Lots of it. For NPR News, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.